Blog Talk Radio.
Power is the ability to define someone's reality and have that person accept that definition as if it were their own.
Everything was stripped from us. That's why we're so ignorant today and so baffled and ridiculous and keep going in the same circle.
From executive producer, who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and various MTV and VH1 programs.
Our history, for some reason, it becomes offensive to people. So we have to stop being afraid to tell what our true history is.
Best-selling author Tariq Nasheed is determined to uncover the real truth about untold history.
It's necessary to destroy a man's mind in order to maintain control of him. If a man knows who he is and continues that into his legacy, to his children, then you have problems controlling that man.
Interviewing leading scholars and historians, discussing topics omitted from modern history.
Only a people who haven't learned how to respect themselves will let someone suggest or suggest themselves that they forget about their history.
Hidden Colors, the untold history of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. The groundbreaking documentary that challenges conventional knowledge.
I don't really think it's hidden. It's there. It's just that they're not allowing us to understand.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, man. We here, man. It's Wednesday. We doing it, man, real big, man. We here. We about to just break history, man. I'm just going to go straight into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you the question. Well, actually, I'm going to go straight into it, man. Today's episode is about mind control by the media. And, you know, it goes like this. Do you think the media, television, radio, Android phones, and the internet are mind controlled into, you know, such a distinction of our culture? You know, in case I know that, you know, that's like your real forte about culture and all that stuff. So do you think that, you know, the media is mind control?
Do I think that the media is mind control? Well, I mean, okay, let's do it like this. Per se, you know, I don't think that, you know, nobody can jump into nobody's mind. Well, no, you could. I think it's more of an emotional control, man. You know what I'm saying? I think they know how to control people emotionally. So, yeah, you could say it's a form of mind control. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I do too, man. I you know, if you really think about it, man, I sit back every morning. You know, I commute, so, you know, to go to work back and forth. And I look at people on the train, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the days when we were shorties, like super transfers and all that. I know it's telling our age a little bit. But everybody's looking straight ahead or they was looking out the window. Now when you look out and look at people, man, they're looking down. You know what I'm saying? Like they keep your head down because they face in the Android phones or the tabs or whatever. Can you imagine a whole commute or a whole community of people, man, with their heads down when you're supposed to be looking straight up or looking straight forward, man? So, you know, I truly agree, you know what I'm saying, with that. The media got us all tied up in this worldwide web, you know. I mean, think about it. Everybody that communicates now, it's kind of hard to really show affection to somebody. You get more affection out of a person or more out of a person with a text message. If I text you something with a bold text telling you, oh, you get an attitude. And then you visualize what I'm saying to you with my verbal voice. And then you start texting me back versus we talking. And if I could say the same thing to you with what I text or talk to you in a mild tone, it's like, oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
Right.
Think about that, man.
I mean, the whole thing with, see, it's basically like you said, it's the TV, the radio, man. It controls people's emotions because if you really think about the mind, and one good book that a lot of people should try to get is Dr. Malachi Z. York, The Mind. Like, that is a powerful book. Another book you people need to get up on is Master Naba, Philosophical Podium, too. like, man, that them books are amazing for the mind. But basically, man, mind control happens inside of weak people. And if you really look in society, everybody is weighed down. And how do you weaken somebody? Bills, bills, bills. You know what I'm saying? Everybody so stressed with their day-to-day life. Like you said, you go to work and all of that, and you watch people. Everybody's so stressed with going to work, dealing with bills. They want that peace of mind. They want that paradise. They want that feeling. And that's the only thing that we down here striving for, when we don't even understand that we can have this peace of mind every day in our lives. You know what I'm saying? We right now conforming to a system. You know what I'm saying? And that system is to have the middle class and poor people minds all messed up and wrapped up, you know what I'm saying, so the rich can get over. As I keep saying to people, the rich go straight. The middle class go in a circle. We go in a circle over and over. We end up fighting for the same things and doing the same things. It's like black people. We end up fighting for the same things over and over and over. It's like, when would this stuff stop? The rich is going straight. The poor is going in a circle, if you dig what I'm saying. So right. that is only because society is weighing people down, man. And, you know, we get caught up in them pleasures because we only want them pleasures because we basically, people basically sick of working a day-to-day job, struggling with bills. Right now, if you really think about it, let's talk about this real quick. If you really think about minimum wage, I mean, with minimum wage, how many hours of minimum wage would you have to work to have a house and pay bills?
Well, man, that's a lot of 8 hours.
Yeah. I would say something like 120, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, my wife was just talking about this and stuff, man. Like, you need a lot of hours, and a lot of people are pulling them hours, pulling overtime, and they stress. They have a lot of things going on in their life. So, you know what I'm saying? When they see them car commercials and they see these other commercials, Paradise and all of that, commercial vacation, that's what a person begins to work for, and that's what they want. And when they're not realizing that they can have that every day of their life, if we just stuck playing a game. Now, the real question is, how do we get out of that game? That's the real question. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is struggling and striving for the same thing. So, you know, as far as mind control go, I think it's more of a person being in an emotional state that's easier to control their mind.
Well, with that, what you know, I think that anybody can be mind controlled depending on the situation and the condition. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, like you were saying, like minimum wage. You know, what if somebody say, okay, well, I tell you what, I know you're making minimum wage. I don't know how much minimum wage is now, but you're making that. How much is it?
I think it's $8.20 or $8.30.
$8.30, okay. Let's say you're making $8.30, and then I turn around on the internet, the internet pop up and say, hey, man, the same thing that you're doing, you could be doing this, and you can make $10.20. You know what I'm saying? And you on the internet, and the internet, you know, you constantly saying, you got it doing that? Okay, well, cool. All right, I tell you what, I know that you're doing this. All we need to do is, all we need is your email address and your telephone number. And sometimes, man, with your telephone number, it's so attached to a lot of things, to where your name now, the way that the internet is now, that you can punch in your name, and your name will pop up on Google. Or whatever the search engine, or whatever the case may be, and they doing a demographic search on you. So guess what? Now you don't put in your email address. You don't put in your telephone number. You don't even put in a description of what you like to do, what you making at minimum wage. So they're gonna find all these jobs and everything that's probably made up to get you to believe that okay, you better than what you are, but you're doing the same thing, but you're just gonna make a couple of dollars more. Then you gotta go across town. If you do get the job, you gotta go to the suburbs. So, you know, I feel y'all on that, man. The good thing about it was that I like what you said was that, you know, y'all sat down and y'all talked. Y'all had a verbal conversation. You know, it wasn't through, okay, I emailed her. You know what I mean?
Right.
We text each other and, you know, we went through this. You know, the distant communication is really killing a lot of people, man. Just in the real world, You know, and I do agree with you when you said that, you know, to me the question is, what is vulnerable? You know what I'm saying? Like, how far do a person got to be at a degree to where they just, they mind control? You know what I'm saying? What state of mind or what stage that you got to be really weakened in the head to be mind control?
Well, I mean, like, man, basically, if you really look into things, man, and study a lot of the stuff that's going on, is basically their aim, what we're going to call them shadow people. The shadow people aim, basically, is to go after the middle class. Like, you have middle class and you have rich. I mean, poor people is no longer really on the radar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Poor people is no longer, they poor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's the middle class now, is because the middle class is basically struggling and striving for, you know, to get what the rich got. And if you really think, when a person don't have anything, man, they become, they either become vulnerable to doing anything or they become stronger.
Right.
And those are the people who the rich fear. You know, the shadow people fear. They fear them people that's struggling to get something, because along the way, most people that struggle, they learn from all of their mistakes. You dig what I'm saying? See, the poor people, they ain't get a chance to learn because they poor. But
right.
they learn from all of their mistakes. So a person becomes vulnerable, man, to being mind control is when they fall for anything, man. And that's why you see, I would actually go as far as saying 95% of black people are now mind controlled.
Wow.
I mean, if you look at the things that really go on in our community, man, it's crazy. And nobody stands up for these things that goes on in the community. And if you speak out on them, you either A, a snitch, or B, you hating. And
wow.
I mean, those words are the most overused words by black people. This is why we in this position, I think, that we in, because, yes, the kids are mind controlled. The internet shows nothing but sex. The internet shows nothing but Gucci and cars and shoes. I mean, I go on hip-hop sites, man, nowadays, and, you know, back in our days, hip-hop was a little different. I mean, everybody wanted something, you know what I'm saying? But at this point, it's like the things that these kids be looking at, it's like, wow, are you serious?
Right.
it shocks me to the core, man. Like, I go on, it's a site called Boxing. It's like a hip-hop form and everything. And, you know, they got this section called Weird. So, you know, I click on the weird, because they have some pretty funny stuff up in there and some weird shit up in there. But then it'd be stuff on there that I'd be looking at like, yo, this is not a part of hip-hop culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, for one, like, females taking bloody maxi pads out and licking them. And I don't know if y'all seen that. I know y'all probably caught that. But a lot of this stuff, man, don't really belong inside of hip-hop, man. And now it's becoming a culture inside of a culture that was made to uplift people. You see what I'm saying? So the shadow people, they know how to attack certain things that's uplifting people. That's their worst fear, for people to get uplifted and stop being mind control. Because I mean, mind control ain't the state of like hypnosis. Like, if you going somewhere and they hypnotize you, then yeah, I believe in that. And they also have a drug, real quick, let me point this out, in Colombia, where they could give you this drug and you would do anything that anybody tell you to do. If they tell you, hey, go jump off the Sears Tower, you would do it. And you will smile doing it. I forgot the name of the drug, but people can look this up if you think I'm lying. They have a drug, you give it to the person, and they'll do anything that you tell them to do. Anything.
Yeah. You know, they were using that drug. Well, it really is, you know, it's just called a truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
Where they mix it in your blood, and it, you know, it warms the blood up, and then it automatically generation, it gives you like a sense of emotion, and it's like it's the truth serum, and that's what they did back in the days, like far as with the CIA, when J. Edgar Hoover was really just trying to build the foundation. But when you watch The Good Shepherd, it'll tell you all that. And actually, the way that the truth serum wasn't really originally designed for the people. It happened upon an accident when they noticed, like when they was catching people up in the concentration.
Yeah.
It's it happened on an accident, and then when that person started telling, then they were like, okay, well, cool, we're gonna start using that, because they didn't want to use the what you call that, the real force when they put the bucket of water over your head, which they still do to this day.
Waterboarding.
Yeah, and they like, well, you know, by the time you don't torture this person, you know, you don't ruin their brain cells. You don't scare them so scared that they can't even talk. You know how you just go into a state of shock? They can't even talk. So when you get a truth to them, it don't do nothing but just calm you down and make you smooth, and it opens up emotion. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story. But yeah, man, that's where that truth to them come from.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, I'm gonna say weakening the mind, man. The weaken the mind, like I said, all you have to do is have stress, man, and that weakens the mind. That weakens the mind. I mean, like when a lot of you dudes go up to a girl, I mean, well, okay, the dudes that know, let's say the dudes that get, we call them players, pimps, whatever you want to call. See, a pimp, let's use this thing. A pimp knows exactly what girl to go after. You know what I'm saying? He know what girl to go after, because he go after the girls that have the tattoos. He goes after the girls that wear the skimpy stuff, because you already know they're in a rebelling mind state.
Wow.
So you already know those are the easy ones to control. So basically, that's what the shadow people, they go after them people, and they know them people are going to infect a unit of people, and the unit of people going to affect more people. So this is how that game is played. You know what I'm saying? These people basically, and I don't get it to this day, they basically want to control the world, of which they already do. But they want to control the world. They want to control people. They want people dumbed down to do whatever they want to do. They want people. They want population control. But see, in the end of the day, this is what I don't get about them people. In the end of the day, the people who want this, they're eventually going to die.
Wow.
So, you know, they're eventually going to get old and die. And then what if the kids don't want that? So I think, to me, a lot of this stuff, man, is basically useless. Because no matter where you go, you always going to have some people that's awake. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to have some people that's awake. So the fight here basically is more of a cultural thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say, like Professor Griff said, like, basically African Americans was invented by the Europeans. There's no such thing as an African-American. And I mean, for the people who call themselves African-American, I mean, you're wrong. That was invented by the Europeans. They gave you that name, and you choose to wear that name. Like last week, we was talking about the chips and everything, and your mom was, like, kind of separating Africans from African-Americans. See, that's where we went wrong at. That's a form of mind control, because they got us thinking we're something different than the place that we come from. And I mean, I'm sorry, at the end of the day, no, we're Africans. That's it, we're Africans. We come from Africa, and now we think, oh man, Africans, man, they No, we African.
But see, man, that was a good point that you raised that, man, with Professor Griff too. Also too, I got a clip too, man, that I do want to play.
Okay,
My point in raising that is, you know, in Africa, they have a whole nother world wide web. Like, their internet searches, so, you know, so it's not connected to the U.S. And if it is connected to the U.S., you got to go through a certain, you know, say www. You know, say whatever it is, .com, you know how you say .us, .cc, whatever this is, so they can kind of, you know, the ID, so you have an internet protocol or whatever it is, the IP address and all that stuff, so they can be recognized. Like, I don't know if you get, like, them little chain mail, like, from, you know, they go to the Africans or the Nigerians or whatever they say.
Yeah,
I got $1 million, but I can't have it into this currency. I need your information to put it over. And then they have that money. That's a whole other story.
Real quick, let me say this. Like I was saying, what condition, and this will answer a lot of the questions, you know what I'm saying, what conditions did the African man that was brought into slavery had to be in to call himself a African American and deny his home place? What state? See, that's another form of mind control right there. If you look at it as a whole, that's another. He was beaten. He watched his wife get raped. He watched his children get fed to crocodiles. I mean, not crocodiles, but alligators. Yes, this is true. He watched, you know, his brothers be hung from trees, penis get cut off. I mean, when a person is in stress, they start to look at their enemy as the as basically the person that can comfort them. So that's what happened, you know, with the mind control over black people. We started looking at Europeans as, okay, the Most High gave them the power to do this to us, so we might as well listen to what they're saying. And that's the thing with the people nowadays. You know what I'm saying? If you talk to a lot of people about health, you talk to a lot of people about the war and everything that's going on, they listen to their government because those are the people who they're comfortable with listening to. But in actuality, those are the people that's causing all the hurt in their life. And they don't get that. Well, they get it, but, you know, they still thinking that's the man. Well, they superior over me. I might as well listen to them and go along. That's what happened with African people. This is why we sit there and call ourselves African Americans, because we fought. We fought for that title, which is kind of funny. But that, you know.
What I was going to say was, I mean, to cut you off. Like, when you do your research, like, where do you go? Like, what kind of sites do you look up? How do you do it? Do you, like, Google this stuff? Like, what do you do?
Oh, man, I'm everywhere with it, man. I'm reading books, watching documentaries. Man, I try to get as much knowledge as I can from everywhere. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I take knowledge from white people, too, because, you know, another thing is we have to be looking at the things that they're looking at. That's why they winning. So, you know, I go on sites like Godlike Productions, AboveTopSecret.com, what else? It's not really a lot of, you know, black forums out there that really get into, you know, deep stuff. I mean, it probably is, but I don't know about them. But as far as, like, a lot of my African stuff, it comes basically from books. My conscious African stuff comes from books. Oh, yeah, teachers. You got Dr. Phil Valentine. You got Dr. Malachi Z. York. You got Master Naba. And that's just a few names, man. Like, the list goes on and on. You got Dr. Booker T. So, I mean, it's a lot of people out there that's giving out the knowledge. It's just us. We have to go and be willing to take in this knowledge. But see, a lot of us are not willing to take it in because if it don't heal us fast, we quickly turn our back on it. And that's what everybody wants nowadays. Everybody been quick, I mean, put in this situation where everything got to be a quick solution. I want it now. So you want to be famous now. So if you don't get it from the knowledge, then you back to doing the same shit that got you nowhere. So that's exactly the roads that we end up going down, instead of just taking the knowledge and listening. Another problem is people are way the fuck too over emotional, man. That's another form of mind control. When you stress, you become overly emotional.
You know,
so,
what?
You know, what's up?
No, I was just gonna say, man, before you go into it, man, let's just take a couple of commercials, man.
Okay, cool.
Break, and then we'll go ahead on back into it. And then I'm gonna play that little clip that I got for you, man. And we're gonna go from there, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, good.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Okay. All right, well, cool, man. Guess we back. But basically, man, I want to play this little clip here, man, so that way we can see what I'm talking about, like far as mind control, far as how the Internet is doing a lot of things. And what's so crazy about it is, Case, I know you had raised up the point about Professor Griff. I had grabbed this clip that Cat Williams had there, man. You know, saying, because, you know, Cat Williams going crazy all of a sudden now, man. And it just didn't happen all of a sudden. You know, I mean, this is like off the radar a little bit, but it's on the radar a little bit, man, because Cat Williams is a comedian. And it's so crazy that when you try to get a comedian that's supposed to be like, you know, he's telling comedy, but he's supposed to be telling the truth. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play this clip, and then you just let me know, you know what I'm saying, like far as what you think and what you gather from that when I play this clip. And then we're going to go from there, man. But before I play the clip, today's topic is what we're discussing here. It's about mind control. Mind control by multimedia. You know, so that's what we're discussing right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this little clip here. By Cat Williams. Here we go.
Cat Williams was correct when he said the mansion parties, and y'all don't understand what go on with that shit, man.
They be having these big ass mansion parties, and the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party, and then it's a separate party in the little rooms. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited as a motherfucker to be at the mansion party. You be looking at all the goddamn rooms, and you fuck around and look in the wrong room and shit. Nigga, come here. Come here. Is that two niggas kissing? Is one of them niggas Professor Obi? He came out the closet. He came out the closet. Oh, my God.
Okay, I guess it just stopped a little bit. I hit the button on accident. Now, this right here, man, that clip, it didn't finish up. I'm going to have to play it again. But basically, man, it was just Professor Griffith just really talking about how Cat Williams is going crazy. And he's telling the truth, you know, and it's in the media. And it's showing you how the media is doing them, you know. I mean, you know what? This is what I'm going to do, man. I mean, you know, this is our show, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play it again, all right? Just so we can, you know, get the full glance of the full glimpse of everything, man. I'm sorry about that. I'm playing.
But Cat Williams was correct when he said the mansion parties, and y'all don't understand what go on with that shit, man.
They be having these big ass mansion parties, and the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party, and then it's a separate party in the little rooms. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited as a motherfucker to be at the mansion party. You be looking at all the goddamn rooms, and you fuck around and look in the wrong room and shit. Nigga, come here. Come here. Is that two niggas kissing? Is one of them niggas Professor Obi? He came out the closet. He came out the closet. Oh, my God. Shut the goddamn door.
That dude said they were letting him in. And it's what he was saying was blowing his mind.
Niggas in Hollywood just do the drugs right in front of you and act like ain't shit happened. You in the middle of a goddamn meeting. They, yeah, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the movie with you, and then we're gonna go back. No raggedy country, nothing. You be right on TV daring them to say shit. Just say something, bitch. See, we don't come over there and kill your whole country. Say something, bitch. We might be bullies, but we ain't stupid. We did all that talk about weapons of mass destruction, fucking with other countries, walking around like we was a junior high school principal and shit. Just, who got weapons of mass destruction? Who got weapons of mass destruction? We did all that motherfucking talking. North Korea shut off 10 motherfucking missiles. We smooth act like we didn't even see that shit.
All right, man. I know I'm going to, you know, took the clip down a little bit, but I really wanted to get everything that he was saying. That was just part one. I do have a part two to it. Everything that he was just saying, man, like, you know, basically the truth be right in front of you. and people act like they don't even see it. But when you get on the internet and with the media, they'll play with you to whereas the truth is cool. You go ahead. This is what it is. This is what it's about. And we so corrupted with it, you know what I'm saying, like not corrupted with it, but we so brainwashed with it, we look at it like every day like it's okay, like it's cool, like nothing ever happened. I know there was a part on there when he said that, he was like, man, he was sitting at the table, he was like, they were just sniffing cocaine, and he was like, no, you doing this in the opening, and we could see you, and he was a famous dude, and they're like, it's cool, it's whatever, you know, and now he's going crazy mysteriously. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts, man, is like if you look at it as a whole, man, see, back in the 80s and 90s, we had people, you know what I'm saying, we had artists and actors and stuff that spoke the truth about things, you know what I'm saying, and them people are no longer here with us, you know what I'm saying, like people like Tupac and, you know, there's a couple other I can't even name right off the top right now, but, you know, it's just basically, man, what's going on inside the whole game right now, man, is basically a form of control. You know, as we were saying earlier, a lot of them people that's inside of the game, man, they don't really care about what's going on the outside of the world. You know, those are the people who struggle most of their life that they let in, and they'll sell their soul for just a little piece of the pot.
Right.
And that's just basically what's going on. As far as, like, the thing with Cat Williams going crazy, oh, yeah, they're going to do that to you. I mean, look what they did to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson started telling the little truth, and he was raping kids. And people actually bought it. You know, the same media that bring you up feel like they can bring you down, too, and they do. Because if you look, Cat Williams was never, ever in the media being promoted. You know what I'm saying? In no type of way. Cat Williams was promoted through the black audience. You know, people didn't really start getting into Cat Williams till like, what was it, Friday? Friday too, yeah. They didn't really start getting into knowing who homie was. But then now you see the news. The news is starting to, you know, attack people from the hood. And I wouldn't even say Cat Williams is big as a Eddie Murphy or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely one of the people that everybody in the urban community know. But, you know, now the media is getting in there, tearing them down. You know, anything this man do, he flick a damn cigarette outside of his car. They're going to talk about it.
Man, I'm so glad you raised that too, man, because definitely I'm going to show you how the media did them on part two, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I don't want to play it just yet.
Okay. he's speaking too much truth, man. He's revealing the way that they control people. And see, another thing, I don't want to get too spooky, but this is true. These people, that the shadow people, they using the methods of the ancient Kemetics. And the ancient Kemetics, you can call them ancient Kemetics, the ancient Africans, they using the same principles. I mean, the ancient Kemetics didn't try to control people, but see, they knew, you know, when was the best time. Basically, it's like game. Let's say the Kemetics knew game. They knew the game. They mastered the game. So these people are just using the things that we don't forget against us to control us, and we cool with it. As he was saying, he's revealing how they controlling people inside the industry, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them dudes inside the industry that y'all think is hooked on drugs. A lot of them is hooked on drugs, and I mean, they have to use drugs for the shit that they doing. I mean, if you looking at, let's take Lil Wayne. He just went around telling everybody that he had sex with Chris Bosh from Miami Heat wife.
Right. Heard
like, come on, man. If y'all look, we the only people that's in entertainment that keep on talking about each other. We down each other. We the only people. You hardly ever see a rock star talking about another rock star. You hardly never see another country singer trying to start a fight with another country singer. We the only ones that act up. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have, like, as I said, and I know y'all are sick of hearing this, but we suffer from a lack of culture, man. It's like a disease. We suffer from that. We the only people that do that. And is that a form or not? Is that another form of mind control? I would say so. If you don't have no culture, man, of course, it'd be easier for another culture to control you.
Right.
So that's what's happening. Them brothers is being controlled by other people because, I mean, Lil Wayne don't have anybody there, a older black person, a knowledgeable black person, to sit him down and say, look, bro, hold on, man. You doing a little too much out here, dog. Like, you going out here talking about you had sex with other people's wives and doing all of this. I mean, was it cool when Tupac did it? That was a different time and a different place and a different argument right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like he should have did it that way, Pac either. You know what I'm saying? But now we back to doing that same thing. You know what I'm saying? Downing each other. So Cat Williams is exposing a lot of people and they don't like it. So, you know, they're going to sit there and they're going to attack him as much as they can, same way as they attack Michael Jackson.
Right, I see what you're saying, man. And that's the whole thing, man, when it comes down to the media. You know what I'm saying? Like how they just making what's so crazy is the media got these people that was already up and how they bringing them down. How they was already up, famous and all this stuff, and you say the wrong thing, oh, guess what? You gonna be the next big funny guy. You know, and that's gonna be on the next clip, man. So let me just take a couple more commercials, man, and then we can come back, you know. And if you want to, we can take a call or two if they own. If not, man, let's just finish doing what we're doing, all right?
Let's get it.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Yo, we back, man, we back. We're talking about mind control and basically media today, man. Y'all tuned in to the conversation with your host, Case, and Sleep Dilla. You know what I'm saying? Man, let's go into where we left off, though, man, with Cat Williams.
Okay, cool. You know what? What's so crazy is what I have learned, too, man, is that a lot of people don't want to call in. Like, I get a lot of hits. Like, I'm getting text messages now. You know, they leaving me text messages. I'm going to ask some of their questions real soon. And then on Facebook, people hit me up on Facebook. So what I'm starting to grasp is a lot of people don't want to really voice their opinion unless it's something that's really their topic. And a lot of people really want to learn. So Facebook, not Facebook, the internet, and you know, saying like the technology of the, you know, the media, whatever. People feel like they, you know, saying they will let the, you know, the gadget voice their opinions, be their voice now.
Well, wait. Like I said, real quick, man. All you have to do is look at the whole African experience, the African American quote. Let me quote the African American experience. When a person is stressed, dog, they don't want to know the truth. The same as we don't want to know our culture. We fine with the way we is. We just want to struggle to get to where we want to get, you know what I'm saying, which is that fictional happiness, basically.
Wow.
You know, so that's why I feel like a lot of people, man, you know, ever since, I wasn't really a knowledgeable dude back in the day. You know, I was like everybody else. I was eating crazy. I was watching crazy stuff. I was doing crazy stuff, man. But, you know, once I started to, you know, really settle down and start reading and getting into the knowledge, I noticed I lost a lot of friends, a lot of people, you know, kind of like when they see me, they kind of go the other way, or, you know, I'll be talking to people and, you know, you could kind of see that they don't really want to talk about that because everybody wants to talk about, you know, something bad. Not even something bad, but I don't know, man. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but a lot of people, they just don't want to take that blue pill, man. They want that red pill, and they fine with that.
Well,
they don't need to hear the truth.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, man, it's like when a person is steady, stuck with the same routine, and they feel like they're doing whatever it is, and the other person wake up and they ready to change. A lot of people are afraid to change. A lot of people feel like, you know, maybe it's not cool with what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you found your path and you woke up and you started doing what you were doing. You know, started reading,
whatever it is. I would just say it's more males, man. Like, I can honestly say women, a lot of women love talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they even ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? So it's mostly just the dudes because – I think, like I said, we in a state right now, man, where we just struggling and we trying to survive. And I guess that, you know, the truth don't fit in with people's surviving skills. Everybody have their own truth that they living by. So that's why we in a position that we is as far as a culture. And, I mean, do I think my culture is being mind controlled? Yeah, we emotionally mind controlled, yeah. Yeah, and we have been there from day one when we stepped off the ship over here.
Wow. Well, you know what?
With that said, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And I'm looking at the definition of culture, man. It said it's a noun, the quality in a person or society that arises from the concerns for what is regarded an excellent in arts, letters, manners, scholarship, and pursuit, and they say, et cetera. So you got art, you got what, Adobe Photoshop now, you got letters, you got the Yahoo manners, you got this thing called Google. So, I mean, wow. So when you define the definition of culture, it's like it's still talking about the World Wide Web. It's still talking about the media. You know what I'm saying? It's still telling you, like, this is your culture now. It don't say nothing. It don't define nothing about, you know, far as what we're doing, black people, what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I mean, well, that's American culture.
Gotcha.
And if you really look into an American culture has no value system at all. If you look at the things that's going on and, you know, the games that they play with people's lives, it has no value system. So American culture is basically, it's useless. It's
wow.
Useless. Huh?
Wow. I'm just saying wow to it.
So it's basically a useless culture, man. And that's what that's why you have so many black people keep saying, I'm an African American. That's like, are you? Are you really?
Well, man.
The thing same thing I said last week is, you're an African American, yet when Obama won that second term, you had people, white people, saying on TV, live on the air, we're losing our country. You had white people crying. I'm talking about tears shedding. You know, I know everybody out there sees that, and I know the black people was laughing and they was happy, but that's not funny. Because
right.
You keep saying that you're an African American, but yet they don't feel like this is your country at all. So if the people who brought you here feel like this is not your country, then you're going to fight for a country that don't even want you.
Wow.
That was our main problem back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, I'm not down talking Martin Luther King or Malcolm X and all of them. But, you know, those was our main problems, dog. We was trying to fit into people that didn't really want us.
Right.
Marcus Garvey had it right. Should we win back home? I feel like we should have went back home, man. I feel like we should have went back home.
Wow. Well, before we go back home, man, let's take this quick commercial, man, then we can take a call. Cool, want to do that?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
All right, cool. My man said, let's go back to the call. That's great.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. All right, we back, man. Well, I tell you what, man. I see you got some people up here, man. You know, it's a lot of people on the line here. So if you want to, Case, man, you go ahead. You can take a call. Whatever, man, we can go in and discuss this here, man. And after we take a quick call, man, I want to play that second clip of that week. As a matter of fact, before we take the call, man, let me, I always want to, you know, say this, man. The topic of today, man, is called Mind Control by the Multimedia. And basically it goes like this. Do you think the media, the television, the radio, the Android phone, tabs, the internet, Are mind controlling the humans to distinction of our cultural ways? And so that's basically what it is. So what we want you to do is, if you feel like it, call in 347-838-9106. Press that one button. Talk to me. Talk to Case. Especially talk to Case, because Case really know about all this stuff here. I'm just the back man here, man. I won't press button.
All right, man. Let's take this call right here.
All right, go ahead.
Yo, Carl, are you on air?
Hey, gents. Greg calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
How you doing, Greg?
How are you?
I'm good. Good conversation, especially about the word culture. It's also used when we talk about actually raising plants to be harvested, and I think there's a lot of wisdom in those words. Harvested. What are they harvesting? Our minds, our children, our futures. Etymology is very important. And the comment that you made about media, it's really powerful. And the most eye-opening idea or definition of media, or the comment about media that really turned it for me in a stronger direction of a deeper knowing, I agree that it is a means of control. Absolutely. It's a brainwashing technique. If you study how television was created, the way it physically operates on the human eye and in the human brain, it is a brainwashing tool. All you have to do is study how it's made. But the best definition or idea of media I ever heard was simply this. Media should not create culture. It should simply reflect it. And what we do is we watch this garbage that these bottom feeders give us called Hollywood, and our young people, unknowingly, they don't know, they think they're looking at culture. It's a trash culture. You described it beautifully. There is no culture in America. It's dead.
Right.
It's totally dead. So we think media is showing us what culture is. No, what it's doing is it's creating its own twisted version of what it wants you to think culture is.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. Because yeah. I was, when you said that, like how it's brainwashing us, like for instance, you know, they said that our brains are like transmitters, is what they're saying. And so when we get that kind of knowledge, and the way that you said, the way the TV is shaped, how it's angled, and how the vision of the eyeball and the socket is like a dimensional
yep.
type of thing. And so once you look at it, they constantly feed it to your brain, they constantly feed it to where they're trying to go into the unconditional mind. So it's
yep.
unconsciously learning what it's doing now. And once you unconsciously learning something, it's like, you know how we do it, as far as we know, we wake up in the morning, we take a shower, we brush our teeth, we tie our shoes. Then it don't take us to do it. It's something that we just have to do, process over and over again. So I see how what you're saying, man, how they feed our minds, how we be a harvest, harvested.
Think about I know somebody in my family who fell asleep in front of the TV for decades, listening to, you know, anything from mainstream news to whatever was on TV. And this particular person refuses to believe that they actually have an opinion about anything about politics. And they've been listening to mainstream garbage for 25, 35, 45 years. Because when you yeah. fall asleep, we all know what happens when you go to sleep. The subconscious mind is wide open. You could drive a truck through it. And it just goes in there. You're not blocking it. You're not making a conscious decision anymore. And if you really want to read some great stuff about propaganda and how it works, study the Germans, because they're the ones who brought us the science that's currently being used against us. And that's irregardless of the whole World War II and the Nazi thing. I'm not digging there. I'm just saying, as a pure science, propaganda is an absolute science. And here's the problem. These people that feed us this garbage, they understand your mind better than you do. That's the scary part.
There we go.
Very scary. Wow. These people are scientists. They're not just throwing commercials out there and going, let's see what sticks. They know exactly what they're doing.
I mean, these people have studied, and that's another thing I wanted to add. These people have studied different ethnic groups' DNA. So, as he was saying, they definitely know what to push, what buttons to push to get certain people to do certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how it goes nowadays. See, one thing that I was saying, like, about, you know, American culture is, man, like, they love to, you know, sell people things and have people going in a circle. What the elite, if you look, they always going straight. They always going towards the gold. And the people down below just keep on playing the game and going in the circle. And as you said, one of your family members believe that they have an opinion. I mean, all you had to do is really watch what they did to Ron Paul. I mean, I watched this on TV.
Yep.
When the people voted and they said no, the guy said, yeah. I was like, what the hell was that? Like, the people cheered for the no, and then he came out with a yes. I'm kind of like, what the hell, you know? So that let me know right there that everything is bullshit. It's bullshit.
It's if you look at the word culture, most of us think of it as a noun. It's also a verb, and one of its definitions is to cultivate, as in a plant or an animal. Trust me. Right. They're feeding you their twisted version of culture, and all it is, it's real simple. All they want you to do is buy more shit. That's all they care about.
Right.
They don't care about you cultivating your mind and understanding. I mean, think about it. We feed our kids into the public education system day after day and year after year, and we wonder why society is in the shape that it's in. It's because you're handing them over to the enemy, and they're educating them.
There we go.
That's the problem. And think about, you know, when we think of a teacher, we think, you know, okay, old school, you know, the teacher we had when we were young, I'm 43, and we think, man, damn, she was old. We kind of have that picture stuck in our mind. But what you need to understand is the people that are teaching your kids, they came out of the crop of brainwashed school children. That's who's teaching kids now.
Babies and babies. You're right.
That's all it is.
You're right. Well, you know what, Greg, we're going to take another call.
Thanks, gents. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. If you want to stick around, we always have a round table. So if you want to stick around, you can. Listen
cool.
to the show. Okay?
Thanks for the open mic.
No problem. All right, what we got? We got Pastor Mo. Pastor Mo Sales, how you doing, sir?
Praise God, man. I am doing fine. I wanted to call in just listening to the spirited conversation. Good energy, good topic, good discussion. Very informative, and I just wanted to add, if I may, a little bit to the discussion because it is relevant, as the previous caller just said. It is a right now conversation that we need to have, a real time, if you will, conversation that we need to have about what's going on in our society, in our country, and in this world. When it comes to brainwashing or mind control by way of media. And we know that media comes in different forms. However, if the message just is the same, they just have more avenues to get the message across. And so, Brother Case, man, you spot on with your conversation. Brother Dennis, you spot on with the conversation.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add this point right here, dealing with the brain. When we were created, and I'm one of the beliefs that God created man, that he created all human beings, he gave us a brain. And this brain is a powerful part of our bodies. And sometimes we discount or take for granted what we have that we carry around every single day. When you look back in history, the most famous mathematicians, they had a brain. The most famous scientists, they had a brain. The most popular athletes, they had a brain. The most wherever you look or whatever conversation you have, when it comes to people, they operated with a brain. Whatever inventions that have been invented, somebody with a brain invented it. Whatever new technology comes out, somebody with a brain had to be a part of that technology. Whatever cure for a disease that come out, somebody with a brain had to start the process of that cure. And so I point out the brain is because if you can control the brain, if you can control that thing that sits on the shoulders of a person, then you can control that person. The brain initiates tears. It initiates emotions. It initiates feelings. Everything that happens to us goes through our brain. A while back, if you remember watching TV, you would see the scientists have like a mock brain, and they would kind of go over the different sections of the brain and what this section does and what that section does. Well, what we did not know is that in studying the brain, you can also study what triggers certain stimuli in the brain and what gets an arousal or that chemical dispersed in the brain that makes you feel a certain way or makes you act a certain way. And when you dedicate science and you dedicate time and you dedicate research to understanding the brain and knowing how it functions and knowing how it operates, now you have become an expert, if you will, on the brain. And when you become an expert on the brain, you become an expert on how people act in their daily activities. And they even kind of characterize different personalities based on the brain. In substance abuse, we teach that the brain is a natural drug factory. The chemicals that you need to feel happy exist already in the brain. The chemicals that you need to feel energetic exist already in the brain. The chemicals that you need to feel down and out, it exists already in the brain. But when we start bringing external things into the brain and we start smoking marijuana or whatever, we start killing those natural chemicals that exist, and we gain a tolerance for that marijuana. So now you will hear people say, well, I can't get focused unless I'm smoking weed. Well, that's because you've smoked so much, you've killed the natural chemicals that existed in your brain to make you focus or to make you happy. And so now you believe and you have purposed in your head, I can't feel happy until I put something external in my body that affects my brain. So the brain is a powerful thing. Hitler figured this out. And what they would do is, what they used to do, they would take little kids, and before the television came out, they would put them, they would have the picture projectors to report the news. And so they would put on a projector, they would have all these kids sitting in the classroom, and they would project about superiority, about power, about Hitler, and they did this every single day. And these kids sat in this classroom and watched that film over and over and over again, and they were being programmed. So when they got older, they would die for what they saw on that picture camera. They died for Hitler. They believed in Hitler because that's all they would see every day. Now let's fast forward the tape, and I'm through with this one. Let's fast forward the tape to 2013. You have people in urban communities. I can't even just say it's African American people, because it's, if you're looking around, there are more people, not just African Americans, but there are people in different background ethnicities that are acting strange, that are acting weird, that are acting out of character. And so the crime rate is up, the murder rate is up. But what age group is going up? It's the teenagers.
Yeah.
And the teenagers are the ones that start at 7. The national average of somebody smoking weed is 7 years old. They start smoking and drinking.
Whoa.
And so you put a 7-year-old kid in an environment where on the TV, if you're looking at BET, they playing all day, every day, Boys in the Hood, The Four Brothers. They even had some old stuff that I couldn't believe that was on BET, Murder and Killing, all the rap songs dealing with Kurt, with murder and you know, All I Want For You, it's babies singing that song. All I Want For My Birthday Is a Big Booty Girl. There are babies singing that song. And so they're sitting in front of the television day in and day out, and their minds are being programmed. So when they get 12 and 13, they've already had 5 years of smoking weed, 6 years of popping pills and carrying guns, because that's the reality that they live in. And it's okay to shoot somebody else down that's 15 and 16 years old, because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they've been watching on television. That's what they've been hearing on the radio. Whenever a popular radio station will play bang, 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 and it's talking about killing people, and you play that all day long, every day, at all times of the day, and this is going to millions of people across just, you know, the city of Chicago and the surrounding suburbs, you know, you're mind controlling people, and then we wonder why the crime rate is so high. And that it's an effort to dumb down people, period, in general. You know, the people that are doing it are purposely dumbing the society down, and so that our moral conscience is no more in existence. And when you live in a society where the moral conscience is not in existence, then that means anything goes. And if you live in a world where anything goes, that means that murder is not a problem. That means that rape is not a problem. That means that millions of people in prison is not a problem. You know, the death execution is not a problem. When anything goes, it's every man for himself.
Well,
and so we have a serious problem, and I'm through. We have a serious problem with the media and the mind control, but it's nothing new, and it's not going to stop as long as somebody's sitting on the couch with a remote control in their hand, looking for the next reality show, looking for the next stimuli to feel good about. And I thank you guys for allowing me to speak, and I'm going to listen to the reply.
Thanks for calling in, Pastor Mo. We appreciate it, man. As you were saying, real quick, I want to say, I think there's an agenda behind all of that. I mean, the stuff that people don't understand, we're headed into World War III, you know, without a doubt. We're headed into it. And I think, like you said, the dumbing down and the murdering and all of that, that's just a tool to be used, because this is what's going to go on. So nobody would stand up and fight against this machine, because, I mean, you have Iran, you have China, and then you have Russia. You know, if they go ahead and just nuke these people out of it, you know, right now, people are going to stand up and be like, what the hell was that? But if people are dumb, just dumb enough to buy into, you know, like the 9/11 thing, and what else would they buy into? If they went and dropped a bomb on somebody, they could just say, oh, well, these people wanted to do this, and people are going to agree with it. As of now, I don't think that they can really do exactly what they want, but the tools that they're using is to program people so they can do exactly what they want. That's what I think.
Well, I think that goes into play with 9/11. You know, if you want to use that in the same sense too, far as how they use the media, and automatically they saying that Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and all these cats or whatever or whatnot, they was already in the United States. Well, I know Bin Laden probably was, said he was in New York somewhere. We don't know. But when the oil and all that stuff came apart, that's when the media started, you know, going against when, I guess, Bush was in office at the time, and that's when Bush said that, you know, that clause of how, you know, said terrorism did this, we don't attack on the war, and that's when all this stuff started stirring up in certain cases. So the media will twist it, you know what I'm saying, no matter how you look at it, when it comes down to one thing that I'm just to change up just a quick little bit, one thing I can say is when I watch like how we was at your house, we watch satellite TV and all that stuff. When you watch other television stations, they really don't have nothing about the United States. You know what I'm saying? Like in America. I mean, yeah, they got their own McDonald's, the Burger Kings and whatnot, but they have their own culture and they promote their own stuff. And they don't really have nothing to do with what's going on. Matter of fact, I think it's a little bit more sexual content, especially in Germany. They have their own media or whatever the case may be. But over here, like Greg was saying, over here the way how it's harvested, here we got some of everything for the United States. You know what I mean? Like we got some of everything on TV. If you don't know how to speak the language, you can turn to a Spanish station, and you could just look at it. I remember back in the days, man, when you look at Spanish TV and you look at them, you couldn't understand nothing. But now when you look at Spanish TV and you don't even speak Spanish, you can kind of visualize what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? That's how the media is so making everything so plug and play to brainwash us the way that they're doing it. You know, so, you know, just to dumb down on that a little bit. Also, too, before we do the round tip or anything, I want to play the second clip of Cat Williams. The first clip with Cat Williams was about how Professor Griff was saying that Cat Williams telling the truth. People are going to start thinking that he's crazy. People are starting to think that he's doing it, but he's telling the truth, and they're going to get him. That's what the just to change a little bit with the Illuminati's and all that stuff or whatnot or whatever it may be. I still say that they control the media anyway. So I'm going to play this Cat Williams, the second clip, about how the media is coming at Cat Williams now. So it's about a two-minute clip. So if you can, just bear with me. I didn't edit it down enough. So play this clip. Here we go, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams said it was true. We call it after Cat Williams. You understand what I'm saying?
Officers handcuffed, detained, and questioned Williams along with several other people. Investigators say a mother and son came to Williams' semi-trailer and confronted him about a girl he just hired. Williams told me his side of the story.
This guy is here. He's her boyfriend, and he's brought his family with him. Now, one of them got a holster and a pocket full of bullets and a pistol. So I tell them, let's step outside. Once they get me outside and it's six of them and one of me, then all of a sudden now they're calling the sheriff to tell the sheriff I got guns and I'm the problem.
Police issued a warrant to search Williams' semi-truck for any potential evidence. Williams claims officers destroyed thousands of dollars worth of equipment during the search and told me he doesn't understand why he's being labeled as the bad guy.
This is a witch hunt. It's getting to the point now I'm feeling persecuted. I'm saying, this don't make no sense. You can't keep acting like I'm a troublemaker. I've been here for 2 months. I ain't been to a club yet.
And I'm telling y'all right now, y'all don't want to believe it. Watch in the next couple of years. They're coming after Cat Williams.
Williams is facing burglary charges, and tonight he's defending his name. Channel 2's Eric Phillips spoke one-on-one with Williams. He's live in Coweta County with what he's saying about the arrest. Eric.
John, I met up with Cat Williams after he was released from jail this evening, and he told me that he did not resort to stealing when he was homeless, and he certainly would not do so as a multimillionaire. Williams' attorney says this whole thing that happened early this morning was a misunderstanding. Williams takes it a step further.
To hear them angels erupt when I walk through that door. made it all worthwhile.
Cat Williams didn't bite his tongue from the moment he stepped out of jail.
Sometimes in America, it's hard to know what things are just by the way they look like.
And he kept speaking out when I sat down with him one-on-one at the estate where he was arrested.
Well, maybe you saw a black man with his hair look like this. And maybe to you, that says to you, oh, yeah, that's a burglar.
Cat Williams says he must shoot.
Cat Williams' recent arrest. Coweta County Police arrested Williams last month at an estate where he was staying while shooting a movie. He faces burglary and criminal trespassing charges. He's accused of stealing $3,500 in coins and jewelry. Williams says the accusations are false.
That goes to show you, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, cool. Now we back, man. I got the open mics up now. It's the round table now here. So everybody mics are on now. So I just ask you to still give each other respect when one is talking over each other. But other than that, you guys, I'm going to throw it out there. Cat Williams, first he was the media mogul. Now Cat Williams, now he's a crook. He's a criminal. And to me, honestly, I don't even think that it's about him being black or anything of that nature. Because, I mean, look at what they did to Charlie Sheen. So I'm just going to just throw it out there. What do you guys think? Anybody could take the mic. I got Greg. I got Pastor Mo. I got Case. All your mics are on. So we want to grab out and go first.
Hollywood, basically, when they demonize somebody like this, it's like a mother eating its own young. You said it doesn't matter what color he is. It doesn't, you know, white, black, Indian. It doesn't make any difference. It's just simply when someone turns on the machine that created that personality, that fame, and we're not negating the fact that he works very hard. I mean, anybody in entertainment typically works very hard. But when you start to speak out like Dave Chappelle, you know, I saw an interview with him. I don't know much about him. He was having a normal conversation with somebody, talking like a normal human being and saying, you know, I turned away whatever it was, $55 million, because I'm just tired. I'm sick of this. And when that's what Hollywood does, they eat their own young, because it's like being in the mafia. It's harder to get out than it is to get in.
Yeah.
And once they turn on you, I mean, that's it. They just, you know, they blacklist you. That's what they called it back in the old days, back when they were demonizing people who, you know, went to quote unquote communist rallies, you know.
Yeah. Right.
That whole thing.
It's just so deep, because the way you said it, man, it was just like, it's so simple, just the way the media is. Like, when you're tired, what you do, you turn your TV off. You know, and it's just like, man, he just said, I was just tired. He just left. He turned down that money, and he didn't even care no more. And if you hear about, you know, when the Hollywood or, you know, how those people, we call them shadow people, shadow people had, just when they start coming at people, that's the first thing the person like Michael Jackson or somebody is that they'll bring out something bad or whatever on them, and then it's, you know, they tired. It's, you know, they running, they hide, like they did Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence just went out in the streets, just, you know, he ain't take his medicine, so all of a sudden he turned crazy. And once you turn crazy, it's like you just fade away.
Look at Britney Spears. Take Britney Spears, man. What she did, like, this girl went and cut all her hair off. And they kept saying, all she kept saying was, I'm sick of people touching me. You know, like, they always make that celebrity the problem. I mean, like I was saying earlier, Michael Jackson is the best person to look at with that. I mean, everybody brought into, you know, the madness about this dude. And he was speaking the truth about the people who's running, you know, everything. And this is why you have so many nowadays. If you really look at the music artists, the actors,
I wouldn't even I would go as far as saying a lot of them fucking suck. They don't really have a lot of talent to begin with because they don't want to sign people that's true artists and true actors because they know them people are about something. So you go out here and you just find a person that's, you know, down and out and you make them a star and you tell them what to do. I mean, like the Kardashians. What the hell do they do?
Nothing.
I'm still asking myself. So them type of people are the easier people to control. Hip-hop, the artist that's in hip-hop nowadays, they just sign anybody. They're easy to control and influence to do anything that they want them to do. They're not going to, you're never going to see another Tupac. You're never going to see another Michael Jackson. You're never going to see another Prince because if you really look at all of these artists spoke out and fought against these people. So they know now what not to sign, what not to put in acting, what not to put in movies. So that's the way the game goes.
Yeah. The interestingly enough, you guys mentioned the word media. Listen to this, and I think this will shine some awesome light on this. Media is the plural form of a word borrowed directly from Latin, plural meaning two, obviously.
Right.
The singular form of the word media is medium. So that early developed the meaning an intervening agency means or instrument. So check this out. Medium. An intervening substance through which a force acts or through which an effect is produced. So this is what we're talking about when we say the word media. It means more than one. Radio, TV, news, print, internet, whatever. What the media is it's a substance. Think of the substance as water. And you want to shoot electricity through that water to electrocute somebody. Media is just the water. The force that's flowing through the medium is what's affecting you. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what force is it that is acting to get this effect? The force is the brainwashing, the garbage that they're feeding us. The TV is just the thing in between you and the message that they want to deliver. And it's being delivered with surgical precision. No mistakes, no happenstance, people. Nothing is by accident in the media.
Nothing. I mean, man, if you look at the Aurora shooting thing, I don't know, the John Holmes is his name. Like, I mean, like, you could tell, you can look at that and tell the whole situation was set up, but people still buy into it. The whole children shooting thing, what was that, the Sandy Hook thing.
Yeah.
People bought into that. And I mean, how stupid do you have to be? I mean, people nowadays are so brainwashed. They made a mistake on the news and said they retrieved out of AK-47 from the trunk. They showed us this on TV. But yet now they're saying he used that to kill the kids with. And wait, at first you showed us it was in the trunk. So wait, did he go shoot the kids, go back out to the car, put the gun in the trunk, and then go back in and kill himself? I mean, people are not answering these questions because, as you said, they're programmed, they're brainwashed, and they don't really care. They just don't really care, and that's it. They'll buy anything that these people tell us.
Yeah, it's scary, man. And, you know, there are so many people talking that say Sandy Hook was totally staged. And here's the thing that kills me. What was the name of the storm that hit the East Coast just before that shooting happened?
Wasn't it Sandy?
Yeah, it was her. I mean, come on, people. This is grade school stuff.
I had asked my wife asked me that. I was like, wasn't that storm Sandy? So
yes.
You know, like, yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from with that,
yeah,
man. So it was set up. Bobby's on TV smiling. Okay, your daughter just got killed, and you're smiling, preparing yourself to get on TV and cry. Like, what type of – I mean, there's so much there. But, see, they know now that they're in a position around, you know, people that's just dumb and brainwashed, and they can now pull anything. They can pull anything that they want out the hat, and people will buy it.
Supposedly, and I don't have the literature in front of me, but supposedly, Hitler was quoted as saying, and I'm paraphrasing, the bigger the lie, the more effect it'll have on people. So that's why this stuff just keeps getting so – I mean, what's more outrageous than 9/11? I can't think of anything more outrageous than that spectacle that we had to watch for months and months and months. And I'm not saying that some people didn't die. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I mean, they went over the top. You know, usually our wars are fought on foreign soil. We see a little bit on TV. We feel pretty good about it. We go buy our Starbucks. We vote. We feel like we're doing something. That was in our face. That was as in our face as it could get. But it was totally over the top. That's as over the top as it can get. And if even part of that was a lie, the bigger the lie, the more people believe it.
Yeah.
Well, they was exposing the fact of how you have to keep putting that out when it hit the Capitol, when it hit 9/11. Was it Boston or Connecticut? It was one of those East Coast areas. Now, we get on 9/11. If you notice, when they started doing it and it started getting kind of drained out and it started, you know, getting drained over here and over there, the George Bush team, if you notice, they started turning on them because they started learning the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say because of they started learning the truth. I'll just say, in my opinion, I think that they was learning the truth because they started mixing up his, you know, as far as when he had to give out, you know, the publicist, when he had to give out a public statement, his public announcement, and he was like, okay, now they stealing the oil. Remember they did that in Africa, and then they turned around and said, oh, now it's their fault because they said they had to, was it the rockets or something like that in Africa or something like that?
They were coming up with all, I mean, they were just grasping. I remember when Colin Powell was up there with this little vial of white powder shaking it, talking about this is plutonium. I'm like, these people, man, they're just struggling to sell the lie, just struggling. I mean, he's up there shaking that thing like it's a bottle of crack. You know that's what people were thinking when they were looking at it. When you think of crack, that's what they usually show when law enforcement, you know, they have it in their hand or in some foil, or it's in a vial, and he's shaking that thing. You know, he's just shaking it. And you know people were buying that shit.
Right. What's crazy about that is, I didn't mean to cut nobody off, I'm sorry. What's crazy about it is, remember back in them days when they showed that clip with Ronald Reagan, was like this Plymouth Rock, and how they did it? And then I heard that they staged that too. The media staged that. They had a African American boy. They said they paid him to come and sell the drugs or whatever on in front of the White House or whatever. And they made the arrest or whatever. Now my thing, who's going to sell drugs in front of the White House?
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. You know what's interesting? That's supposed to be the nation's capital. You can't even own a gun in Washington, D.C. They got one of the worst crime rates in the entire country down there.
True.
And that's supposed to be the beacon of, you know, the entire country. Please, people, come on now. Wake up. I mean, damn, you know, it's like we fell asleep in front of the vault, the bank vault, and we wonder why the bad guys walked in and stole all the gold. We fell asleep.
We fell asleep. Right.
And
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. Let me just say this real quick. I know people are calling in and we're on the internet. What we're discussing right now is we have an open roundtable discussion, so the mics are on. What it is, what we're talking about is mind control by the multimedia, meaning all this stuff, the TV, the television, internet, these, and even the androids now are, you know, when you're looking down. Like I said, I commute. I get on the train, you know, go back and forth to work. And I was just sitting down, and one day I was actually, don't get me wrong, guilty to sin, because I was sitting down looking at my little Android phone, and I looked up. And when I looked up, everybody on the train here was slumped down. You would have thought that it was like a ghost town, because everybody was either looking at their tabs or their cell phones or, you know, just looking down at some kind of gadget just shining back up at them. That means that you mean to tell me, like, you know, you're supposed to look straight forward in order to get to where you're going. People are bumping into each other these days trying to get to where they're going. Like it was a clip that they showed on the media. This girl was at the mall and she was looking at some texting or whatever it was, and she fell into the little pond or the little water that they had, the little fountain there. And it's just ironic how it's crazy like that, man.
Let me say this real quick. How about this one? When the guy was texting on the phone and he walks into a bear, I don't know if anybody saw that clip, but he was literally coming out of his house texting, and there was a bear, like, on the loose in California, and he walked directly into it. I'm like, people are just stupid.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's really
but
crazy.
If I can jump in right quick, brothers, character assassination, two words that I think we have to bring up in the discussion. When we're talking about Cat Williams, I don't know if you ever actually heard him outside of doing his stand-up, but if you go and look at some of his clips, He is very intelligent, and he is very knowledgeable about what's going on in the world today. Do he got issues? Absolutely. Is he the only one that got issues? No. All of us got issues. But he's very intelligent, and he has an appeal. His brain can appeal to people that cross all different racial or even economical backgrounds. And when you got somebody like that that's feeling free to go out and say what he says and don't feel obligated to hold something back, then you could have a problem where millions of people follow him as fans. And now he's changing the conversation and talking more thought-provoking. What you have to do is assassinate his character. And so in character assassination, you attack the brain. And so they try to make it seem like he's crazy. You know, take pictures of him coming in and out of hotels with his hair crazy and, you know, stuff like that. Assassinate his character. And through there have been people that have been, their character has been assassinated simply because of their views and their conversation. I'll leave you with this. Let me show you how powerful media is. When Vice President Gore was about to speak, I believe it was at the National Convention, he made this big old deal about him not kissing his wife. And one of the biggest highlights at that point, he was running for president, I believe, was for him to go up on that stage in front of millions of people and kiss his wife. Whenever the media got that much power to talk about you not kissing your wife, and then you go up there and kiss your wife to prove that you kissed your own wife, That is a mind controlling power that is running rapid in our society. So I'm gonna just mute my phone and listen.
Ooh, I mean that makes a lot of sense. About how the media what it's doing. You know, I mean, that's just new. You got the internet now. I mean, the internet. You got so much access to anything, and what it is now, what we call it, plug and play, like a remote control. It's just so easy to get on, to just go to whatever you need to go to. And then right now, Greg did say, this is what's raising our kids now. You know, and then you got the teachers in the school system. This is what's in the schools right now. So, I mean, now is it just... is it kind of hard to stop it now? I mean, this now it just it's a whole nother revolution, you know, evolution now. So I mean, can we stop this now, or what are we gonna do?
I think, man, like you just made a point. People, man, we have access to these celebrities' lives. We have access to most of them. You know, it's some of them that keep their lives really private and everything, but we have access to their lives. We can go to their Twitters, we can go to their Facebooks and all of that. So that makes it more easier for the media to tear them down when they go against them. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at people like Vin Diesel and other people who keep their life private from everything, you know, they're not really in the media. They're not doing anything big in the box offices anymore. You know, it's hard for them. They're struggling to make money because they won't lend their life to the world. So the media, when they do go against them, can be able to tear them down. They won't have anything to tear them down with. And that's the dangerous person, and this is the person that the media don't want. The media has to build you up to be able to tear you down, as Greg said.
Yeah. There's a billboard on the interstate between my house and the place that I work at, and it's the Android phone, and the billboard has a picture of the phone in between. It looks like two lights shining on it, and it says Android DNA.
Yeah.
Now they run another ad, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the ad in front of me. It says it's not just a new phone, it's a new you, and the image that they show you is the technology being integrated into the human flesh. And this is called posthumanism, people. This is the world that these controllers envision, is you becoming nothing but a machine. And you described it perfectly. You were looking at your phone out of habit. We all do it. And you consciously woke up and looked up around you, and everyone else was looking at their phone. That's the world that they want, is people with their head down, with no opinion, no ideas, no real thoughts, and really ultimately no emotions. They can be easily controlled and easily manipulated, because what they're really doing is they're harvesting our energy. It goes back to the word culture. It's like planting alfalfa seed or wheat. You put the seed in the ground, you water it, you control the temperature, you control all the variables, and then when the plant grows, then you harvest it for its energy, and that's what these people are doing to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
In the universe is a vibration that gives off energy. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is about vibration, and you know, we see the outward manifestation of these control mechanisms directed at specific groups of people. One example is minorities, and there's no denying that they focus heavily on certain groups of people. That is true. But ultimately, someone said something to this of this nature earlier, they don't really care what color you are. The only thing they want is your life force. And if it's stronger in some, they're going to harvest it harder in that group of people. If it's weaker in others, they'll harvest it, but they just want to exert as much energy harvesting that energy.
That's so weird about that, man, the way you said it. See, the thing is with me, like what they say about the richest man in the world, or the they don't even say richest man in the world, the wealthiest man in the world, or the most powerfulest person in the world. And when you look at that, like what they said, like back in the days, Carnegie, he was the most powerful man in the world. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, it wasn't about the fact of that, you know, as far as he was controlling whatever he was controlling, he just wanted the power to say that he monopolized, you know, I'm sorry if I didn't say it right, but he monopolized whatever it was, like with the U.S. Steel. And what was so crazy about when J.P. Morgan, his father passed away in that horse carriage wreck, he paid Carnegie to get out. You know, he gave him what he wanted, the richest man in the world. And what happened when he watched the show, he was sitting next to his favorite Wendell, drinking tea, and he was bored because he didn't have nothing else to do. And my point is, what I'm raising is, once you get so much power, like how they control our minds, they suck your mind up. And what happens when a person gets bored? What they do? Either turn off the TV, or they do something stupid, or they go crazy. So, right. So it's like when you get control, like you said, you don't have no emotion or no nothing. So it's like, man, when you like that, it's like you be in control without even knowing. That's weird to me, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're telling you what they want to do. If you look at that Hulu commercial with, I think it's Alec Baldwin, he actually, I mean, when it says, because we want to suck your brain. Like, you watch enough stuff because we want. That's exactly what they're doing. So, I mean, you know, they telling you in your face exactly what we're doing. And as I said earlier, they don't want anybody to impose that. They good with the whole dumb down people that's in the media, because they are the easiest ones to control. And basically how it goes is, these people, as I said, put their lives out there. So that makes them easier to control. When you're in the game and you hide your life and nobody can bring nothing against you, then you can't be controlled. And that's when they start, you know, you start getting blackballed, like as he said.
Yeah. And what they do is, the O.J. Simpson case really brought this into sharper focus for me. I remember that case very well. What they do is, and it all gets back to why we worship these people. We have a Messiah complex, and I'm not saying that in a religious sense. I'm saying that across the board. We have a Messiah complex. Hollywood feeds the Messiah complex. So we take a person and we lift them up. We call them a hero. We call them a star. We call them whatever. And what we do is we live vicariously through that person. And we look at them and we go, man, they're rich, they're powerful, they're sexy, they've got money, they've got women, they've got all this stuff that we dream and fantasize about. And right. then we put them up on that pedestal and we see ourselves as them. But then when they get taken down, when they get spit on, kicked on, and eaten by their own mother known as Hollywood, we secretly want to watch them suffer because we're practicing self-hate.
Wow.
Nice.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that.
I mean, that's deep, but it's the truth. And most people don't want to talk about that because maybe they don't understand it. And it's really not that complicated. I mean, one of the best quotes I ever heard was, you know, the mistreatment and abuse of others is very well documented through history, but the mistreatment and the abuse of self is kept secret and hidden. So you're not really abusing someone else when you kick a man when he's down or when you spit on him or when you call him an ugly name. You're actually kicking yourself.
Right, right. That's what you're saying.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, man. I mean,
so,
as
you said, how we think in the media that we're watching culture, this is exactly why, you know, I sit around and I have conversations with people, and basically, as I always say, I'm a practicing doggone. And these are the descendants of Egyptians. I mean, you have the TV, honestly, just sitting there dictating history to everybody. And then you sit there and you talk to people and they be like, oh, well, Chinese people are Egyptians. You know, I'm just saying per se. This is, and a person would actually argue because they see this on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the history books and all of that, they just made them certain things to control certain groups of people. And the people, when they get real history and the facts about it, they'll sit there and they'll fight with you. They'll literally fight with you when you can show them in their face, like, here you go, here's the facts right here. No, 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 no. I seen this and I seen that. And I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, as I was saying, when they really get, when things really get messed up, which I think they are, I'm one of them people, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm one of them people, like I said, that think we're going to World War III, and there's going to be a lot of brutal shit happening to people, and they just want people to be dumb so they won't fight against these things.
Yeah. Now you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they have camps. They have caskets. Like, nobody has eggs. What the hell is them FEMA caskets for? I mean, like, what the hell is they expecting to go on? Like, you have millions of caskets. Who going in them damn caskets?
Yeah, that's – and, you know, a lot of people talk about that. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. In the circles that I hang around and listen to do talk about those things. But it's amazing because you hit it really, really hard just a second ago. Even when faced with pure fact, people will absolutely resist it because what they're doing is they're guarding what's called tradition, and they'll die for tradition. Even if they know that the facts are real, even if they know that what you're showing them and telling them is the truth, they will reject it and they will guard tradition, and they'll kill other people over tradition.
Yeah.
And that's that's powerful mind control right there.
They say that sound like the secret society. They say that in order to, like, the secret society, what they do is basically from listening to some of these, you know, these little, what you call those little positive CDs or whatever. I say your wish is your command.
Yeah.
You know, those things or whatnot. So, you know, I've been kind of following it. You know, it got some good things in it, and then it got some things like, okay, I already knew that. But the thing was, what he kept saying was, with the secret society, what they do is they make you read.
Yeah.
You got to read everything, no matter what. In order to be a great leader, you got to be a great reader.
That's
in order
right.
to do whatever it is. And to me, I say, what kind of will probably kill the internet if we stop going, you know, get online, make it so easy, and go to the library or go to one of these bars and nobles if they still up, you know, these. And if you notice, a lot of these bookstores are closing down too. You see, it's kind of hard. Even what was so crazy, I'm from the north side of Chicago. The library down there is closed down. I'm like, if this is a public library, this building shouldn't be condemned. This building should be, you know, shut down because this is where it kept everything in it. Everything's in the library. You know, one good movie to me that really gave me an eye opener was The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, I watched that movie 3 times Not back to back, but you know, I watched it because every time I watched it, I seen something, and I was like, wow. Even though, you know, in some certain movies they try to tell you that they try, you know, you got to find the hidden truth in it.
Yeah.
It was like it was just so in your face. It was right there. It was like, no matter how you look at it, Jimmy Hoffa, all that stuff was just, it was right there. It wasn't no secret to it. And if you notice, a lot of it didn't really have nothing to do with the media. Well, that was back then, you know, far as that. So let me get back on the track here. But basically, watching that, and if you come up to 2013 now, it's just so easy now. I think that's what it is, you know, far as with the media, the World Wide Web. I challenge anybody. Just turn off your TV for 7 days. Turn off your TV for 7 days. Matter of fact, even better, leave your cell phone at home for 2 days. Wherever you're going, just leave it home. Don't even bring it no more. And watch how you might either, A, have a panic attack, or you might feel like you just, how you said it, detached from the world, because everything now is on the phone. Everything now is utilized. It's right there. It's plug and play. It's right there in the palm of your hand. You can do this. And I was trying it, man. I tried to leave my phone at home for 1 day. Not like it was something on it or anything like that, but I just felt like, man, without that, I felt naked.
Yeah. It's definitely a tool. As you said, the books and everything is being taken. The reason, I mean, look how stupid we are. They taking books. I mean, what is the only thing that you can't control? It's books. And they're taking them, so, you know what I'm saying? Basically, I think the books is being taken to control history and control certain truths and stuff like that. So, I mean, when you put books and stuff on iPad and stuff like that, they can easily stop the publisher from, you know, making these books available and stuff.
Yep, stay away from the cloud, because once they have the data and you don't even have a hard drive on your machine anymore, they'll spoon feed you anything they want to. They're already doing it with TV. You just think, well, there's 200 channels. You know, I've got the power of choice. Sure you do. Sure you do. Yeah, yeah. You have the power of choice. All right. Go ahead. Keep flipping the channel. Go ahead. I mean, think about it. If you're sitting there and you walking through the park and there's five piles of dog crap from five different dogs, it's all crap. It doesn't matter which dog it came from. You can call it everything you want to, politically speaking and politically correctly. It's all dog crap. That's what TV is. And when they went digital, what they did was they took, let's just say there was only 10 airwaves that they could transmit on. They turned that into 1,000 airwaves. All they did was multiply their opportunity to sell you more junk. That's all they did.
Yes, sir.
I mean, man, you know what, man, we down here. What is it? We down to our last couple of minutes here, man. Greg, let me ask you a question, Greg. Do you have your own show?
I do a little bit of blog talk on Thursday nights, and okay. I do a lot of podcasting too, which is on, you know, kind of my own little in studio thing that I do.
Okay, that's sweet, man. Because I've been following you, man. I want to thank you for coming on to our show. That's an honor for somebody to come on from another show to come and join from another show.
Yeah, it's good stuff. People, the smart people that do this, they network with other people, and they help each other. But, see, they breed this spirit of competition is what they do, and they want you to think that you and I are competitors or you're trying to get – I mean, come on, people. It's all about helping other people, man. Just open your mind, open your heart, and help other people.
That's right. That's right, man. I got to applaud you for that, man. And I was just about to say that, too. We're going to start supporting you, man. I'm gonna get your information and everything. Matter of fact, you might as well go ahead, because we got a ton of listeners now, man. You know, and that's a good thing. So if you want to, you know, plug a little bit about your show, man, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
I typically don't promote unless somebody absolutely asks me. If you want to find me on Blog Talk, the name of my channel is Debt Shepherd, D-E-B as in boy, T as in Tom, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. And I just do one night a week. And my specialty happens to be teaching people about money, about how the system really works, how deep the corruption really goes, and solutions, how to get out of the matrix, simple ways to get out of the matrix. And the beast is not what we think it is, and it's not quite as complicated as we've been trained to think that it is. It's actually pretty simple, but like you guys said earlier, you just have to look at it in a slightly different way and realize, man, this thing's been in front of me the whole time. I can't believe I didn't see it.
That's true, man. They always say that, man. It'd be right there on the tip of your tongue or the tip of your nose.
Yeah.
It's like a snowflake on the tip of your nose. You don't know it's there unless it melts in the water.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these people, these bankers, these central bankers, all they are is priests, the priests of old that controlled the knowledge. And it goes back to the books. You guys said it. And they use words. Legalese is the language that they use in law, so you don't understand them. The Catholic Church spoke Mass in Latin for centuries, and that didn't change until the 50s or the 60s. So these bankers, these central bankers who rule the world, they talk in cryptic language. Alan Greenspan was an artist at it. He talked for 10 minutes, and you wouldn't understand anything he was saying. And they do that for a very specific reason. So what I do is I teach people in plain English and take it from the boardroom suite all the way down to the street, like we're having a conversation right now. If I can't explain it to you so you understand it, you know what that means? That means I don't understand it.
Right.
And that's the way it ought to be.
I love it, man. And what days are your shows on?
Thursdays at 7. I do 45 minutes, and typically it's just me, no commercials, and I just cut right in. I've got about a 15-second intro, maybe 1 minute of business, and I'm diving right in all the way up until the end of the show.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. So we can catch him because, Pastor Mo do his shows here on Thursday night at 7:30. So, we probably could catch you out a little bit, come and hang out with you in your den and see how it works. And I love, as far as when it comes down to financials, I love to get all kind of insight on that because, as far as when it comes down to saving and doing what you're doing, I love to get that, that knowledge base that's going on.
Absolutely, and I will click follow on you guys because I like to hook up with people and just share information and support other people because it's, I hate to say us against them, but, unfortunately, that's the corner that these people have backed us into. And, the sword cuts both ways. We can focus a lot on how nasty and ugly and powerful they are, but we have to understand that we can use this weapon of the Internet against them. We just have to respect its power and be mindful of what it is that we're doing and what we're sharing with people.
Exactly. Other than that, man, thank you so much, man, for coming on the show, man. We got a couple of minutes there. Did you want to say anything else before we cut on?
No, I just really appreciate the conversation. I've enjoyed it, and thanks for opening up the mic. I really had a good time. This is really powerful stuff you guys are talking about. It really is because there's so much junk out there. Relationships and gossip. I'm like, please, can we please move past this? Can we evolve past being 13 years old? Can we please do that? It's frustrating, man.
All right, man. Well, thank you for hanging out with us, man.
Thanks, gents.
So.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
Well, okay, there you have it, man. It was a beautiful thing, man. Greg, Jeff Shepherd, man, that was pretty deep, man. I love having those type of conversations, man. I mean, we're doing our job, man, buddy. I got to give you a hand. Okay, and what we're going to do now, go ahead. Did you want to say something, man, if I fail a couple of these bills here?
Yeah, real quick, man, just as he said that these politicians is priests, man, I wanted to say this earlier, like that crusader war that was going on like 2,000 years ago, it's still the same thing today. It's still the same exact method that they're using today. So, that's what I just want to leave everybody with. I think we had a good show. I thank Debt Shepherd for coming through. That was really like the stuff that he was dropping. I learned a lot from it, so... that just goes to show you I don't have all the answers. I'm willing to learn. But, thanks for dropping by the show, dude.
Yeah, man. All right, man, we're going to do a couple of commercials, man, and we'll come right back and we're going to do our closing remarks.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
All right, man, we back, man. Well, Kate, man, it was a good show here. Don't forget, man, we got Pastor Mo tomorrow, man. It's Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's going to do the Relationship Hour. He's going to be discussing, man, he got some too. Matter of fact, let me see something. Pastor Mo, you still online?
All right, fella.
Man, can you give us a little description about what you're going to be doing Thursday?
Tomorrow we're talking about open relationships, and we're talking about how celebrities have come out in favor of open relationships with their significant others. And so it's a hot topic. It's been generating a buzz. And so we just want to see what the people want to say about it. And like always, we're going to give a perspective from a biblical standpoint, and then we have an open discussion in a round table, and hopefully somebody will be enlightened through the conversation and leave off of that line being able to carry the conversation now to their significant other or loved one.
Okay, cool. Great. Can't wait for it, man. Tomorrow, it's on. 7:30 Central Standard Time, Pastor Mo. And also, too, Case got something that's going on for next week. Case.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what you going to be doing next week? Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, and, you know, I definitely want Greg, man, I want you to stop by to this show because we're going to need your voice. It's basically race relations. I do feel like, you know, black people, well, people in general, let me just say this. People in general, we need to really bring all of our bullshit to the table, you know, about each other. We really need to bring that to the table and discuss a lot of this stuff that's going on. Because, you know, you have white people pointing the finger at black people because of things that Obama doing. Then you have black people pointing the finger at white people because things are going this way. So we really need to set a lot of that on the table and come to a conclusion and understanding, you know, and try to get an understanding within 2 hours. I know it's going to be hard to do, but just lay everything on the table, get an understanding, and just try to come to a conclusion with it, you know. So I definitely want everybody to check that out. It's Wednesday, 7:30, the conversation.
And on that note, man, it's going to be a real big blessing, man. I thank everybody, man, for just getting on the network here, man. And hanging out with us today, man. Well, you know, as we come to a close, the topic was about mind control by the multimedia. And so on my closing remarks of it is, I feel that to kind of stop the internet thing here from going on, I feel like what we should do is basically go to the library, read a book, learn what culture is, what it's about. Our guest that was on the show, like you said, man, when you look up the definition, it means multiple type of things. and you can kind of stop it. You know, what do we do when we get tired? We turn it off. So basically, just turn off the TV, turn off your phone. I won't even say leave it home, because I know that we can't do it. I know I can hardly do it. Just turn it off for 1 hour and just meditate. Pray. Like I said, read a book, or just hang out with your loved one. Just 1 hour a day. Just take it away. And in order to change, you got to sacrifice something in order to make that change. So as we come to a close, play this quick commercial here, and then we're just going to get ready to shut it down. We got a couple more minutes. We're going to come on back.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Okay, other than that, man, I just want to just thank everybody, man, for listening in. Again, I want to thank the guests. Even though we do take telephone calls, y'all are the guests. We're going to call y'all the host too as well, because I know people call in, they want to share their ideas, and or they got questions raised, or even doing the internet. I know y'all on the internet. I know it's a ton of y'all on Facebook, because I see y'all hitting me up. A couple of text messages too. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Case.
I'm here.
A young lady had texted me, man. I meant to tell you that. She was asking about, far as with your shows, do you really do like a diverse crowd, or is it just really just strictly, are you trying to wake up the African American, or are you just trying to wake up people in general?
Well, it's for the urban community, so it's, you know, it's a diverse crowd. You know, I speak to my peoples because they the ones that really, really need it, you know what I'm saying? But it's a diverse crowd, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want everybody to tune in. Every race to tune in. If you got an opinion about something or you got a view about something, feel free to come in and, you know, anytime call in, give us your opinions, your views, no matter, you know, what it is. So we open to everything.
All right, well, there you have it. That was the question for the day, which I had like five more, but, you know, I guess I hit them back on the inbox later because they're not really talking about anything. Other than that, man, fellas, thank you. I really enjoyed today. It really enlightened me. It woke me up on a lot of things. And I will be going to the library, just to let you know that I'm going to start going to these Barnes and Nobles, and I'm going to sit down and I'm start reading these books and stop getting on the internet so often the way that I am. But it's so crazy that we are on Blog Talk Radio. It is an internet radio show, right? But that's okay. We here to wake people up. All right, fellas. All right, well, it was another excellent show. I got to start. Did you know what? I'm definitely going to go to the book. I'm going to go to the store, or I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to go to one of Barnes & Noble, and I'm going to learn how to enunciate these words, man. I'll be trying to say excellent and go out escalate. You know what I'm saying? So, you know they're going to be hitting me up like, hey, man, how you going to get online and whatever. Anyway, www.westernworld1.com is WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check it out, man. Log on. Hang out with us, man. You know, leave comments. Let us know that we're doing our job. If you don't leave no comments, then how are we going to know what's going on? I don't care what kind of comments you leave. Just leave something. Just say hi. All right? Other than that, thank you. We out. We have fun. Tune in tomorrow, Pastor Mo's show, 7:30 Central Standard Time, the Relationship Hour. He's going to be talking about celebrities taking their booties. I'm just playing. I'm celebrities. I'm doing their thing, man. We're going to see what's going on. All right, y'all. I'm out. All right, Chase.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, yeah. We ain't even do our slogan, Chase. Dang. Well, I don't matter. All right, man. We out. Talk to you. Have fun. Peace out.